Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. And if you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. It streamlines your processes to make your business more efficient, which makes you less busy. Mail checks, invoices, legal documents, and everything you need to keep your business running with Stamps.com. Seamlessly connect with every major marketplace and shopping cart. Schedule package pickups and see your cheapest and fastest shipping options from different carriers. With rates up to 89% off USPS and UPS rates. And with the Stamps.com mobile app, you can take care of mailing and shipping wherever you are. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Sign up with code PROGRAM for a 4-week trial, plus free postage and a free digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. That's stamps.com. Code program.
Hello and welcome to the Airbuds Podcast. It's time to listen to a podcast. I'm Jamel.
I'm Peter.
And I'm Mike.
You got to slow it down. Great job. Great job hitting the brakes in the middle of that.
Thank you. I need direction. Welcome to Mind the Game, starring Doc Rivers and the ghost of David Stern.
All right. Honestly, we'll put, well, you can get one of those down before we wrap this thing.
This show is really sponsored by Me Undies.
Let me tell you.
Use the code Ubuntu.
When I enforced hand checking, it was the greatest thing that anybody's done in entertainment since Johnny Carson.
The greatest thing?
Had I don't know if you have you. Carlin.
Did you watch Arsenio Hall, Ghost of David Stern?
I was on two episodes of Hall.
I was a background dancer on a couple of episodes of Arsenio Hall. You don't remember that?
No, that was, I think that was when I suspended you for the fight in Phoenix.
I was a background dancer for In Touch, and I also I was a understudy for Big Daddy Kane, Scoop and Scrap.
Oh, one of them turned their ankle in. One of my favorite groups.
Oh, you like Big Daddy Kane? You like Scoop and Scrap, or you like?
Oh, I had them over for Pesach in 1991. A friend of my niece's.
I had no idea I could just introduce a bit randomly without telling you guys, and it would just be like a hit. Hit play and let you guys go. I think we maybe need to save this for our Patreon.
Sure.
The gloves are off.
Scoop and Scrap at Pesach, would you say?
Yeah, Passover.
Yeah, just Scoop and Scrap, not Big Daddy Kane.
No, just those two. I still am convinced Jamel Johnson, best improviser in Los Angeles, 10 years running. Only been in LA for 7 of them, but
I don't off, you know what I mean? It's like I only actually try like twice a year, so I'm not eligible for the real crown.
Let's get Jamel on a Harold team.
Well, that makes me think
I haven't tried to fuck anybody. I haven't tried to fuck anybody at a Groundlings yet. So.
Just like hundreds of thousands of dollars of improv money listening to you talk, just being like, all that work and what did it get me? Bum, 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 ba-dum, ba-dum, bum, bum.
I would love to see Jamel on a Harold team because I feel like half of what Jamel said would be like, what the fuck are you talking about?
Yeah. Nobody's
the other
following
me. Would get like a standing ovation.
No, I think you would be like talking to like all these like people that paid, you know, $12,000 for UCB classes and you'd just be like, This is nonsense.
Welcome to my pharmacy, Mr. McDougalson. And you're like, fuck off.
Yeah.
If y'all want me to fist fight an improv student, I will.
Yo, you we don't need out to... white dudes in collared shirts doing Harold is the most important thing that'll happen at UCB in the last 20 years.
Well, this is all very interesting because Mixtape is at Clubhouse, which is an improv venue, and an improv team just asked to come on the show. Like, an improv team was like, hey, where can we send our tape?
Didn't we do that a couple times, Benner, back in the day?
I never maybe booked once? An improv team or a sketch team, I don't think.
Okay, maybe I was just on. I think I did some stand-up shows at the Clubhouse that was like half improv teams and half comics. Maybe that's what I'm thinking about.
That probably sounds right. And let anyways, me tell if you, you want to see Jamel fistfight Lauren Lapkus, come to Mixtape next month.
Might go down May 15th. May 15th. I'm fighting Lauren Lapkus.
Way to age yourself, dude. She owns the fucking Clubhouse better.
She probably does. And the Johns.
Yeah. Comedy Bang Bang Money. She owns the CVS.
She might own the Johns. She probably owns the Fallas Paredes.
Comedy Bang Bang Money. I think people lose money going on that over the course of 12 years.
Well, not yeah, some
you
of
get
those people.
Asked, you get asked to do it until you're in the hole $100. The first one, you go crazy, but the 12th time,
you this had to, podcast you had about to take basketball.
A train from Long Beach. I'm sorry.
go to patreon.com/earbudspod if you want to support the buds. $5 a month gets you bonus episodes. We are a week behind on bonus episodes. We may need to drop two this week to make up for it.
Maybe me and Benner should play basketball on film.
Oh, yeah. Still has to happen. I don't know why it hasn't. I think that'll be the series finale of Air Buds, maybe.
When that's I dunk on Mike Benner on camera.
You want to do an 8-foot rim?
Yeah, I would need a. Honestly, if I'm dunking, I'm going to need a 7. I'm going to need a 7.5. I can't dunk on 8 straight up.
Guys, hot college basketball action. I watched my first college basketball games of the year yesterday, yay, which is my tradition. I wait until almost the end. Iowa and Caitlin Clark defeated LSU and Angel Reese. I was rooting for LSU. What were you guys rooting for?
I was rooting for the truth.
Yeah, and then the truth lost.
Yeah, unfortunately. I mean, Angel Reese fucked the rankle up. I was very proud. I went to Wingstop, and I made the guys at Wingstop put the game on before I left. They had it on the South Bay Lakers. They were playing.
That's embarrassing. They should shut that Wingstop down.
Exactly.
Lakers fandom is a disease.
Wait. Okay, so I went to the South Bay Lakers game on Saturday night, and it was the final game of the season. So were they showing... A replay
of
they were
them
showing
playing
a replay
Mexico
on the South Bay Lakers.
Yeah, so I had Wingstop, to. I had to shut them down. I had to go ahead and flip them, make them flip that, which I was very proud that they did. There was no pushback; they just did it.
I still felt like when they were fouling down with like 12 with 4 seconds left, LSU was the better team, and that charge call on Angel Reese with about a minute and a half left that fouled her out was so pathetic.
That was bullshit. That was not a charge. They were already
electric slide.
But, yeah.
Yes, but like but if they get that and one, there's a minute 30 and they're down 7. And they kind of flubbed the last 2 minutes, Iowa.
I don't know. Yeah, but they played well enough. They did enough, man. And like it was the ankle and Haley Van Lith just, hey, it was like, it was Larry Bird rules out there. You can't have a white lady on Caitlin Clark, dog. Especially not a blonde one.
Yeah, I think the game was lost in the third quarter. I think Iowa outscored them by like 15 in the third. And
then it's that Steph Curry energy where she hits like a 28 footer and you're like, this is demoralizing.
Similar and reverse on Angel Reese.
LSU could not hit a three.
I didn't mean to cut you off, Peter, but Angel Reese, you can't put Kim Stokey on Angel Reese. She was killing Kim Stokey because Kim Stokey is a fucking nerd. You can't put no black nerds on Angel Reese, man. You need a racist white woman in the paint guarding Angel Reese because Angel Reese plays county jail basketball. You can't have no nice light-skinned ladies from the suburbs guarding her.
Yeah. I was like, let's put Lupe Fiasco on Angel Reese. No black nerds. Can't do it.
Can't, dog. Get fucking O'Grady back in here. Get that big recess character looking chick back in here.
We need a Disney Channel circa 1998 looking person to guard Angel
villain
Reese.
Ass. Yeah. Yeah. Get her in
get
here.
Get Helga in here. Yeah. Well, congrats to Caitlin Clark.
They were the better team.
I am also happy that Kim Mulkey lost.
Cause... Okay, I've come full circle on this.
Okay,
is Kim Mulkey any worse than 90% of men coaches across every major college sport?
Of course not.
Do you think Kim Mulkey is any worse than Jim fucking Harbaugh?
Probably not.
Well, Jim Harbaugh is doing it for the Lord. You know what I'm saying? He's got a different thing happening.
Well, I would argue more egregious than Kim Mulkey, to be honest.
Kim Mulkey is also doing it for the Lord, so much so that she refuses to acknowledge the existence of gay people.
See, this is the thing. Like, she's been in women's college basketball for 1,000 years. Do you think she really, are we really going to go with Kim Mulkey's like absolutely like doesn't care about gay women? For like, I mean, she like,
nah, it's a day. You can do that and not, I think Kim Cole, yeah.
When Cynthia Brittany Griner went to prison, the woman that brought her titles at Baylor, Kim Mulkey refused to even say, I hope Brittany Griner's okay. When she was asked about Brittany Griner, she was like, I don't know what you're talking about.
Okay, I understand that is fucked up. I'm still saying, though, like, dude, like, some of the coaches in, like, men's college football and basketball are such decrepit pieces of fucking shit, and none of them dress as well as her.
The problem, Peter, is, first off, you're absolutely correct. Super fitted and kitted. The problem is you have to be white to be allowed to be that offensive. Cynthia Cooper is equally as offensive as Kim Mulkey, and she got a couple years of coaching, like basically the minor leagues, and they ran her out of there because they were like, we're not going to listen to a black woman talk to us like this. Now, if you're white, you get to do it for 20 years, and you get to
and there's some build vibes your with program that between Caitlin Clark and Angel Reese too, like. Caitlin Clark, like, throwing F-bombs and screaming at refs and doing the Steph thing. Like, she gets away with some of that, too, because she's white. For sure.
Come on. That's my only main thing. Cynthia Cooper, probably one of the worst people to play for in the history of the world. And she deserves a job.
Yeah, absolutely.
And she should be terrorizing children right now.
I think part of if you have a nice coach, they're probably not a good coach. Like, have you ever been
terrorized?
Like, man, the nicest coach I ever had really inspired our team to do great things by just being positive all the time. I don't think so. Like, I read some of that Washington Post article about Kim Mulkey, and it was like, oh, one of the biggest regrets of my life was not recording her tirade against us in the locker room. It's like, isn't the whole point of being on a team to get fucking chewed out by some coach who's losing? Like, do you know how, like, Bobby Knight would have been sent to prison in 2024 for, I'm sure, some of the things. He fucking strangled one of his guys, like fucking Homer Simpson.
Calbert Chaney. And guess what? Calbert Chaney was acting like a bitch and probably deserved it.
Yeah, probably. I just.
In terms of basketball, maybe not a life as a human, but as a basketball player.
I think this is why, for a lot of reasons, I can't do the show for much longer, because I've just gone like full red pill now. I'm just like,
you're definitely like, I had it bad, so everyone should have it bad.
No, that's not what I'm saying.
That
never
is what I'm saying. That's literally what I'm saying.
I was never good enough or relevant enough to be on a team that actually mattered. in anything.
So you had nice coaches?
Musical,
is that what you're saying?
I'm just saying, like, I don't know. They won the fucking national championship last year. Her, like, not all of her fucking kids who play for her don't like her. I mean, she's clearly doing something right. Are we sure, like, John Wooden was, like, Mr. Rogers? Are we sure? Because that's, no. It's like...
John Wooden was the most trans-inclusive coach in the history of men's basketball.
I do love the idea of Peter bringing this kind of, like, you got to eat shit. You got to fucking grind.
That's not what I'm saying.
But, like, bringing that energy to a musical.
All right, you sacks of shit. You better hit your fucking marks. A 5, 6, 7, 8.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't think the argument that, like, Kim Mulkey is probably as bad as every male college coach is good for me. Like, I'm just like, yeah, well, they're all bad. They should all fucking eat shit.
I just think I think that game, oh man, I saw something on Instagram, maybe it was Sideline Sources, or maybe one of you guys sent it to me, but it was basically like one of the fucking people in LSU was a rapper, Caitlin Clark's, like, shooting off F-bombs and, like, firing from 28 feet away. Angel Reese is, like, yelling at her coach to get her the fucking rock. Like, these teams hate, like, this is like the fucking college basketball that everybody wished was still happening on the men's side from, like, 1987. And I think that she's, like, got a green, you know, she wears wild clothes.
You just like her suits, man. Stop
I just like
it.
Her suits. Listen, it works. It works. It's distracting. And I'm like, she's.
You
I
just like
I,
her suits, man. Meanwhile, Dawn Staley has been wearing Gucci. She's been wearing labels for the past 3 seasons. You haven't said a word about this black woman's triumphs, Peter.
Well, she's also in the app.
She had Alexander McQueen on the other day, and she dapped up the mascot.
I mean, are they? They're on the opposite sides of the bracket, right? Iowa and South Carolina.
Yeah,
that's
South
Carolina. Be the final.
They basically got a free pass. They get to play NC State, which is like,
shout out to NC State being in both finals at the same Final Fours at the same time.
Man, whatever, man. Fuck NC State.
Peter, if you like Kim Mulkey's outfits, we got to get you to a Mummers parade in Philadelphia on New Year's Day.
Okay. I'm interested.
Because she essentially dresses like a mummer. If you don't know what the Mummers parade is, it is, imagine a local pipe fitters union dressing in the gayest outfits ever.
Oh, yeah.
And boy, getting hammered and then doing marching band stuff on New Year's Day morning.
Is that like Hun Fest?
This is like white people thinking they can do Mardi Gras, basically.
Yeah.
It's white people. Baltimore also has a white Mardi Gras called Hun Fest. And it's like basically every white person in Baltimore acts like Hairspray is happening. They all just start acting like Hairspray, and they all have like beehive wigs.
Yep. Just praying to the altar,
like,
of John Waters.
Yeah. Can you not escape the John Waters influence in all of Baltimore culture?
Nope. Yeah. He's everywhere. He's literally they put pieces of his mustache in the crab chips, the little black specks. Those are diced up pieces of his mustache hair.
They do taste nice.
They are good.
Over in the other game, UConn beat the USC Trojans 80-73. I did not watch this game. I had to tend to some errands, but how was it?
It was a good one. It was a slightly better game than the first game. I hadn't really watched Paige Beckers in a while. She's just like a vet.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous 2-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Sounds and looks like Steve Nash. Like in press, she just seems like a fucking grown man talking to the media.
She was, 2 years in a row, ACL?
Something like it. I think she missed a whole season, but they're good. Their defense is crazy. I mean, it's crazy that Gino Auriemma looks like the old man from Up, and these young women are like, shit, dude, we got to do whatever the old man from Up says. And
he lost his wife at the beginning of the season. Yeah. The first 15 minutes of the season was all about him mourning his wife.
Literally, bro. And then they had to figure out how to, like, break a press while he was mourning.
Get me to the Final Four so I can go to Paradise Falls.
Swear to God.
They have that talking dog as their mascot.
USC was a little, I mean, it was a bummer to see them come out a little flat, but I think the story was really just UConn just like being like, you know what I mean? It was just their will. They just were like, we're actually going to like thug this game out on you guys, and then they did.
So something to shift a little bit just to the men's side, which I have a question for both of you. Benner, have you seen any of NC State's DJ Burns Jr.? Any of his highlights?
No. I know he's a large boy.
He's a size up on the Zach Randolph nesting doll.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The Russian joints.
And he's got a little bit of
comfortably fit
like,
Zach Randolph inside of him, is what you're saying.
Yeah.
Yeah, but he's like lighter on his feet and has a little Jokic in him too.
Oh.
He's just big as fuck.
He's big as fuck, but he is getting their the NFL draft is coming up in 3 weeks here, and he is getting interest from NFL teams because he has all of the characteristics of a great offensive tackle. My question to you guys is, in the day and age of NIL and, you know, him garnering some personality here and stuff like that, and he's a senior or a graduate, something like that, what would you do if you were DJ Burns? You're probably not making it in the NBA. There's no chance, right? Like, are you trying to get to the NBA? Are you trying to maybe go to Europe, do G League, or are you going to take 3 weeks and see if you could potentially get drafted or invited to an NFL team's, you know, training camp to see if you could make a roster spot as a tackle? I guess it's mostly for Jamel because Benner doesn't particularly care about football, but I'm just like curious what you think about what would you do if you were DJ Burns? And remember, you could also probably go on TikTok and make like $150,000 in the next.
This is me now as me as a 36-year-old man, or this is me as DJ Burns, a 24-year-old man who probably has more of an interest in hoes?
I guess it may be both.
Don't you think he could at least get drafted in the second round, probably make an NBA roster and get like a, you know, minimum salary for 3 years and then go to football?
Because he's done enough. The thing is, he's done enough to have a podcast. Maybe that's not enough to live off. You don't go.
He only has 3,000 followers on TikTok.
Well, that's because he doesn't know how to edit, man.
It's like a definite thing that he's not going to make the NBA. That's what you're saying?
I would be. I mean, maybe
He's bigger than Kenny Lofton. He's got
186 on Instagram.
The problem is he's big enough, though. Like, the reason why Kenny Lofton keeps going back to the G League and scoring 100 points a game is because he's just short. But this dude is, like, 5 inches taller than him.
If you Google DJ Burns, the first, like, Google, like commonly searched question is, can DJ Burns play in the NBA? And then the preview says Burns, who was listed at 6'9" and 270 pounds, is not considered a great NBA draft prospect, but he has the body type that can make him an ideal candidate to make the transition to football. It's happened before. So it seems like the internet has decided he should just go all in on football.
And now that's all anybody who on the internet. Damn it, man. The internet is going to make him play football.
That's what I'm saying. I don't know. Like, let's see. I mean, yeah, projected range undrafted.
Oh, listen to this. DJ Burns is a multi-instrumentalist. He plays the stand-up bass, tuba, piano, and saxophone.
Oh, okay. Nah, see, don't go to the league, bro. Okay. Work on your album, bro.
Yeah, dude. Work on your jazz
album. Work on your album. Work on your jazz album. Go to Europe. Work on your jazz album. Get into Turkish cigarettes.
So maybe he should go play, like, in Amsterdam. You can, like, play for, like,
I think he
like,
should
the,
just go straight
you know,
to fucking New Orleans and form his own one-man Treme band. He's got the bass, tuba, piano, and saxophone. Look, so imagine a 6'9" guy, like, playing all those instruments at once.
Like, why go to the NFL and get CTE and fuck your limbs up and develop
a pill
problem?
Okay, but the good news is he, like...
When you could skip straight to just being on heroin.
Yeah. Did he play in high school?
I think we should all skip straight to heroin, right?
I mean, what? I got 17 more years until my kids get out of the house, but then I will see you there.
I think we should all eventually just meet in Milwaukee when the waters are rising. We all just go to Wisconsin.
Why?
Last safe place in America. It's literally considered the safest place to go to in climate disaster in America. We go there, we open a bar because, you know, it's the drunkest town in all of America. And mm-hmm. we hang out in Milwaukee. We run a bar called the Air Bar. And then we just do heroin in the back.
All right. I mean, is it going to be that much safer than Cleveland? Too. I know Cleveland. You know, that could help.
I don't know. I feel like we all want to go to a place that none of us know so that it's like we're all on equal footing. You know, I don't want to give you an upper hand in our relationship.
Why?
Like, oh, you know where everything is in Cleveland. Then I have to depend on you.
Well, but wouldn't that just be nice? Why has it got to be like a thing?
I feel like you would lord it over us.
Yeah, we can't eat sandwiches without Peter holding our hands and shit.
Oh, no, you would really like the number 7 at Dave's Cosmic Subs.
Fine, I'll get the number 7 again, Peter.
You're really missing out if you don't get the 7.
See how you even threw in Dave's Cosmic Subs? Like, you already know places that you're lording it over us already.
Actually from Cleveland would be like, Peter, you're an idiot. No one gives a shit about Dave's Cosmic Subs. That was like a thing when I was in... Maybe they do. I don't know.
What make him so cosmic?
It just feels like it feels racist that everyone's like DJ Burns has to go play football.
I mean, it definitely is. It's that the internet is racist.
Well, yeah, that's right.
And they're making him go play football.
Did he play in high school? Did he play? Has he ever played football?
I don't know.
I mean, yeah, it does seem
he's too black looking.
Weird that this guy who has had a full college education, he's also a musician, he's listed as a devout Christian, and people are like, wow, his only prospect is becoming a football player. Like, that feels a little racist. He should, like, maybe he majored in business and can open his own car dealership or something.
Nobody has suggested he use his degree.
Yeah.
No memes say DJ Burns should use his degree.
Yeah.
If he starts Ozempic now,
he's 23 years old. He might have an MBA. I don't know.
Hey, Benner. Hey, Benner. Yeah. Hey, Benner. What? You know what the Airbuds Instagram needs?
What?
That meme.
What meme?
The DJ Burns should use his degree after he's done playing basketball.
Yeah.
Yo, you got to hook that up for us, man.
DJ Burns should enter the NBA as a, or the NFL as a GM.
Yeah.
I think he like almost got kicked off the Louisville team for like having bad grades under Rick Pitino.
All right, I took it back.
If you know anything about Rick Pitino, you know that's got to be pretty bad grades.
Nah, that means he got in trouble for playing jazz, and then Pitino was like, "Oh yeah,
if you're not playing the four tops in here, I'm gonna expel you."
Works for me.
The four tops.
Yeah, I'm gonna go with
the four seasons. What's Frankie Valli? The four seasons.
That's four. Yeah. Seasons.
If you're not playing Frankie Valli in the four seasons, you're fired.
Oh, okay. This is what Rick Pitino likes. I get it.
Yeah, yeah.
Gabagool.
Hey, I'm Italian. I don't know, guys. I got good news.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
It looks like Joel Embiid is joining the Sixers once again as an active player tonight.
Now that wasn't... No, he's playing tonight?
It has not been officially ruled out, but there were reports this weekend and yesterday that he is potentially eyeing a return to the court tonight.
Woj reporting that on April Fool's Day? I wish I knew where he lived because I would ring on his doorbell.
God damn it. I did not even think about the April Fool's Day aspect of it all.
And then they said, psych, nah, he's not playing on Tuesday. But then you just said he is. So the actual April Fool's was when they said he wasn't going to play.
I saw Duke University put out an April Fool's thing that they're going to turn their entire football turf blue, like different shades of blue. And it actually looked sweet. It looked really nice. I was like, that's the worst kind of prank, I mean, when you accidentally make something cool. Yeah.
It is kind of, I feel like we have lost the thread on April Fool's Day pranks as a society.
But yeah, that's where we went wrong.
I mean, yeah. Definitely one of the things.
I think Donald Trump becoming president was just a April Fool's prank gone way too far.
Still living it, baby.
That's how it felt when it was happening. I was like, you guys are
real. We should do this podcast. We have to do this podcast when he's elected again.
Okay.
What a good bookend. Just, you know?
Yeah, I guess you're right. Yeah. That'll be our finale. We'll play Jamel and I will play one-on-one basketball the day Donald Trump wins the presidential election.
And went in home and away January Sixers jerseys.
Yeah. I've got it. I've got the jersey.
It's on.
I do see that the Joel Embiid report has been updated to probably not tonight, but sometime
proud
this week.
Proud to be an American, because at least I know I'm free.
Side note, you guys, either of you looking to fuck around with a new video game?
I mean, sort of. I haven't figured out Tekken enough to let it go.
40 minutes of FC24 twice a week by myself. So unless you're going to replace FC24 with something better, I'm probably unavailable.
I downloaded this game, Helldivers, last night.
Was that the one
night
you were telling us about?
It okay. is.
We know the sushi Helldivers, restaurant yeah. one?
We know Helldivers.
Yeah, no, that's no. Dave the Diver. Helldivers is different. Helldivers is a game where it's basically Starship Troopers of the game, and I'm in love with it already. It is basically a huge satire on the American military complex. It's very funny, and it's very fun, and I'm looking for friends to play with. Because I have no
that's
friends.
Not true. You have lots of friends.
Damn, that sounds fun. Does it have crossplay?
You can do crossplay.
No, it doesn't. Yeah, okay, because I got PC.
I've got you two. I feel like I'm more of Garrick's bully than I am
Garrick
his friend.
With all of his friends.
That's true.
That's true.
I don't know. Any other basketball stuff we want to talk about?
Fantasy basketball should be banned in America.
And go to the patreon.com/earbudspod if you want to hear this week Jamel talk about why. It is surprisingly needs to be behind a paywall.
And slightly
it definitely
problematic.
Needs to be behind a paywall, and it definitely is true. I mean, listen, dog. This season is, this point in the year is ridiculous. I'm in a league where half of the top 50 is just trapped in people's injured reserve and active. Like, I'm looking at people just trapped. Like, Russ is just trapped on someone's roster. And I'm trying to figure out if Delano Banton's shooting splits. Like, what the fuck is the last week of it? The fantasy playoffs should be right after the All-Star break, bro.
That's a really good point.
Because once
That's
you
really
get into March,
point.
Nobody is available.
That's a really good point.
Yeah.
Like, this is bullshit. 25 weeks of pretend basketball.
You know, it was fun. I got a text message from a friend of the podcast, Fran, yesterday, reminding me that I never paid dues for the FranBA Jam League. And it's really fun to Venmo someone $50 for league dues in a league that you know that you've come in 9th out of 12.
I love it. I love it. Respect to Fran for collecting them dues.
Yeah.
Strong.
Patreon.com/AirBudsPod. Yeah.
Some would say the only job of a commissioner, I think.
Yeah, yeah. I could possibly argue that.
Yeah.
I'm done with this shit.
I think you need to ban fantasy NBA basketball, or you need to make it popular enough that other people will care too. Because no one cares enough.
I like the former. I think ban it. I think they should ban it like they banned saturated fat. Mm. I think they should ban it like they banned whatever that weird oil was that was making people poop oil.
Yeah, wait, what was that?
Oh, right. Olestra? Is that what it was?
Yeah, they should ban it like they banned Olestra.
Anal leakage, right?
Yeah, it was anal leakage.
Olestra.
And it was also like used in like what was like marketed as like health food, right?
It was like, have this good...
Yeah,
not fat. These aren't calories. They'll just make you make your organs slide out of your butthole.
Oh, anal leakage. What a time.
Yeah, that was a good one. Clinton, the Clinton years.
Proud to be an American.
All right. I'm clicking outro.
It's good. It's time.
Yeah. Thank you guys for listening. Airbuds Pod on all
You're welcome,
socials.
By the way. We've had some bangers.
Nonprofit
recently.
Comic for Jamel.